So we have here where the machlokas about basperta. So the machlokas is definitely if you're doing chamei tveria or water which is nifsal mishtias behema. So the halacha is possible for nitiyas yadayim. Okay, because let's say if someone wouldn't wash with it. Okay, it's a different object, different type of water, someone wouldn't wash with it. Then, but it's kosher for mikvah because it's a mikvah. For tefillah, tefillah yadayim even, it's kosher because it's a real, it's a mikvah. Mikvah's a mikvah. You can't say it's not a mikvah. Mikvah is defined outside of what man's going to do with it. It's a mikvah. It's a natural body of water. And, by the way, just a side point, just what Max mentioned, maybe you get a raya, the fact that hot water is like different based upon, you know, like when it's part of its nature that it's hot. That's like a different essence. Like you said, you see, they call them the hot springs. Like hot springs is part of the name. You know what I mean? It's not just springs in Tveria, which happen to be hot. It's actually part of the definition, the hot springs. You know what I mean? So it's not raya, but as you see, man looks at it, it's not just another spring, which this is a hot one, this is a cold one. Like that's part of the very definition of the thing. Yeah. Okay. So, fine. So back to this stuff. So this water is possible for Tzadayim. It's kosher for Tevila. The question is about Bas Birta. Okay? Now, Bas Birta, the question is, what's this Bas Birta? So, if you were to say that it's less than 40 sa'a, right? So then you're going to have a problem. Because it's less than 40 sa'a, how could you do tefillah on it? Because the machlokes was, I'm sorry, the machlokes was, are you goes there, Bas Birta, atu, and tefillah sa'aim or not? In other words, are you goes there that if I could do tefillah sa'aim in this Bas Birta, the Bas Birta is attached to the mikvah. So even though it has less than 40 sa, the way Rashi is attached to the mikvah is less than 40 sa. So a guy is going to, so even though technically it is a mikvah, because it's mechubar to the mikvah, but a guy doesn't look like it. It looks like it has less than 40 sa, and a guy's not going to notice. So he's going to think, oh, if I can do tefillah sidayim in this, it's not a mikvah, so it must be, I could do it in tefillah sidayim also with this water. He's not going to realize, he's going to get confused. Right, we said it's hard to follow exactly what his confusion is, because if he thinks it's a mikvah, then he doesn't mikvah. If he thinks it's not a mikvah, then altogether how's he doing it, because it's not 40 sa. So we don't know exactly the confusion. But somehow he's going to get confused with it. But, and therefore, since he's going to get confused with it, they said he's not allowed to do tefillah, see that I'm in that. Okay, whereas the other sheet says, no, there's no such gezera. The chizki is the one who's gozer. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, there's no such gezera. Two separate things. Basbirt does mikvah, it's mechubar to mikvah, it's good, no such gezera. So we wanted to know what's the room for the machlokas here. I mean, the one question is the gezera sounds far fetched, if we could explain that. And also, more importantly, I don't know, the other question is what's the machlokas? Sure, yeah, I'm right. I think I may have a reverse to that. Mechizki holds you can't do netila, but you could do tefila. Rabbi Yochanan says you could do tefila, but not upon a vidraglov. So, right, what's the sense that you do tefila of your guf and not upon a vidraglov? Because you have to say it's talking about the bas birta, and it's not because you can't do tefila. Really, you could do tefila in a Torah, but it's separate gezerah, which is only shaykh by netilas, by tefila sidayim. So that's Rabbi Yochanan's one who goes there, and Mechizki is not goes there. Right, because that's what Gemara says. How could it be that you could do tefillah of your whole body, but not your yadayim? That doesn't make any sense intrinsically, because the whole body is more chamor. So it has to say, it's talking about where it's a gezera. It's talking about a gezera. So the question was raised, is that since we don't really know exactly the chashash, it sounds a little far, like what's the mistake the guy's going to make? So then, as if he knows this is a mikvah, it's a mechubal mikvah, then he realizes the difference between mikvah and netilas yadayim. As like a normal mikvah, it's kasha. So it must be the guy doesn't realize it's a mikvah, it's mechubar. So he doesn't know it's a mikvah altogether. How's he going to then say, oh, I could do a tefillah? It has nothing to do with mikvah. It's just not. The guy's crazy. Why is he doing a tefillah and something less than a mikvah? So we say, we don't know how to answer that question. What's exactly the practicality of the chashash? But what we're saying, it must be, I don't know, the guy's on Mars, he's going to make some sort of confusion. It doesn't add up exactly, but the chazal or mashar that people are going to get confused. And we realize it's vague, but so he says. So if that's the case, we don't really understand how it's going. What the chashash is? Is it possible to define the thing? Whether there's machlokas or not? But I say is that it doesn't matter because I don't think the machlokas could be whether or not there's. Even if you knew the chashash, you can't have machlokas whether or not that's a chashash or not. I mean, unless that's a sociological question of whether or not they felt there's a chashash, which I'm not saying it's impossible, but there's no way we could get into their minds about the sociological conditions which they were basing it upon. So if that were the Svara, then there's just nothing we could say. But presumably, but instead of saying that, I'd say they both agree there's a practical chashash, but the question halachically, just because there's a chashash doesn't mean you could set up a halacha. Kodoron can't rest it, and there's certain things that you could do halachically and certain things you can't do. So given that you can't do it, so that's the machlokas. Is this a valid gezerah or not? Sure, there's some chashash. The guys are going to get confused. But could that chashash eventuate in a gezerah or not? So that's our avenue to define it. What is the gezeira halachically, and what's the other guy hold? Is not the, you know, why does another guy hold this guy? Yeah, I want to point the question. Is I'll say I don't think it's a gezeira. Okay, I'll tell you why. Okay, I say it's because you tell me this is a mikvah, right? You tell me halachically this thing is mechuber to the mikvah, so basically it's a part of the mikvah, right? That's what you're saying. So it's mechuber to the mikvah. So really, halachically, it's really the mikvah. It's a mikvah. This is mikvah, right? Now, by what measure, what halachic move are you going to tell me that I can't do tefillah in there? I can't do tefillah tzinayim in there. I mean, after all, it's a mikvah. What differentiates that from any other mikvah? Now, you're going to tell me because a guy doesn't realize. Yeah, but halachically, you have a mikvah here. And it's exactly the same as any other mikvah. So there's no, like in the Doraisa categories, or in the Rabbanan categories, whatever, it's just simply, there's no such thing as a bas birta. Abbas Birta is not a halachic category. Abbas Birta is a mikvah, because it's mechuber to the mikvah. So mechuber to the mikvah means it's the mikvah. So since it's the mikvah, so if I dip my hands in it, I'm doing tefillah sidayim in a mikvah. Now, you can tell me, but if I allow that, then a guy's going to get confused. So what's the halach? What's the gezera? You can't do tefillah in Abbas Birta? There's no such thing as Abbas Birta halachically. You know, everyone can't just, could say, differentiate, split mikvah down the middle and say, you know what, there's a new kind of mikvah that looks a certain way. I mean, there's no, you can, like, you couldn't say, you can't go in a mikvah that's made out of porcelain. I mean, or whatever. You get, just, there's no such thing like that. There's no category in mikvahs that splits like that. So it's very nice you're concerned about it, but how, but where's the halachic address of the gezerah? I mean, you can't just say you can't do mikvah in a way where a guy's getting confused. That's not a halacha. That's a tam, but what's the halacha? You know what I mean? So I'm challenging you. So what is the gezerah? How do you have the gezerah? You know what I mean? I think that's, I'm giving you a part of, like, you know, where, what I'm talking about. I say you can't make it. I mean, you can't just make anything. I mean, it's tefillah. It's 100% tefillah, 100% kosher. What differentiates this from the other tefillah? If you want to have a logically consistent system, in the system there's no difference at all between this tefillah and that tefillah, in the system itself. So just to say haphazardly, you can't do it because of chashash. But then the system basically falls apart. There's no system anymore. Then it's just a bunch of independent rules which are for protections. But that's not the way halacha works. Halacha is an integrated system. So that's why you can't just say anything. That's why you can't just say anything. Otherwise, you'd sacrifice the integrity of the system. Okay? You'd rather have the chashash, which we don't know what the percentages of the chashash, rather have that than destroy the system. They just can't do it. So I have two svaras, okay? The first one is like Michael and Max are trying to say. Is that the question is how, does he have a mikvah? Mikvah is a shear of 40 sa. Now you have this thing of bas birta, and the bas birta doesn't have 40 sa. It has 30 sa, whatever. So now the question is, so the question, how can you do tefillah in it? It's not a mikvah. This only has 30 sa. Right? So there are two answers to that question. So you could say that even though it's, so to speak, separated, the separate hole in the ground, that since it's the water of the mikvah is attached, it is a part of the mikvah. Right? You don't define the mikvah based upon the cavity in the ground, but it's the water. It's one body of water. So basically, that is the mikvah. That's not, even though it may look like a separate thing, bas birta and mikvah, really, they're one and the same. You don't define it by the way it looks. It's basically, it is a mikvah. Okay? It's identified, it's a part of the mikvah. Okay? See, if that's the case, then there's no way you could pasal bas birta because of gzera, because it's a mikvah. There's no difference between that and mikvah. In other words, the Torah's definition of a mikvah, there's no, it's just one body of water. This is one body of water. There's no shaykh to apostle this or that or whatever. There's no, it's not shaykh. See, but you could say now that really pshat is a mikvah really is a body of water. It is the body. And as the cavity is a part of the din of mikvah. So if you'll say this, how is this kosher? This is 30 sa. So it's not really mikvah. Mikvah is 40 sa and this 30 sa. But there's a separate halacha of chibor that you could be machshir. There's an idea of an extension of a mikvah. I mean, there's a din of extension. That if you have another body of water, which is mechubar to the mikvah, okay, which is mechubar to the mikvah, it has a din mikvah. There's the dinei mikvah apply to this thing. It's because of its relationship to mikvah. Because of its chibar to the mikvah, it has dinei mikvah. It has a din mikvah. Okay, but it's not saying that it is one unit. No, there's the mikvah, and then there's this. But this is nichshar al yidei chibar to the mikvah. I mean, since that's the halacha of chibur, because there's definitely a halacha of chibur. There's all kinds of halachas about how big the connection has to be. There's a phenomenon of chibur, of the water, where two bodies of water mechubarim together, the mikvah could extend. But what's that phenomenon? Does that phenomenon mean that if they're mechubar, it's simply one unit? Or that's a, no, there's the first unit is mikvah. But it's a din of being machshir, the second entity, through a din of chibur. If that's the case, that it's a separate entity, but it's mochshar through chibur, through being mechubar to a mikvah, but it's not really a mikvah per se. It has dine mikvah, else its connection, its chibur, to the mikvah. So then the Rabbanan could say, wait a second, this thing which is not really a mikvah, but it's mechubar to the mikvah, if you're tovel in that, it's going to lend itself to confusion. Because you're going to get confused until it's time. Okay, but that's assuming it has a separate din, then the Rabbanon could be toe-faced in the form of a gezerah and say, oh, this thing, which is mechubar to mikvah, the Torah says is kosher, but we're asering that. We're not asering real tefillah, because real tefillah isn't a mikvah. This isn't a mikvah. This is mechubar to mikvah, and this is dine mikvah. But they could say, they could suspend those dine mikvah. And the Rabbanon, they say, those dine mikvah which extend to it, we're going to suspend, because it will lead to chashashos. But you couldn't say that if really were one and the same, it was a part of the mikvah. If that's, chibur means that is one unit, so then they simply can't possle that without possling the mikvah itself, which certainly they're not doing. So therefore, there's no way to make such a gezerah. There's a chashash. I'm sorry, there's a chashash, but there's no, what do you want us to do? So we can't do anything about it. So it's a machlokas about the phenomenon of chibur. I mean, it's a universal machlokas. I mean, it's a big machlokas. The question is the halacha of chibur of mikvah. So it's a machlokas about that. What's that concept? Right? Is that a concept that chibur basically it's one thing? Or no, chibur it's a separate thing, but it's machshir and idei chibur. Okay? Okay, so I have a different idea also, a different svar. Okay, so that's a good svar. But I'd say one weak point of the svar, I mean, I don't know if it's a weak point, but it's interesting, is that it's a very universal question. I mean, the question about whether you do tefillah sidayim in the svas birta is a universal question about chibur of mikvah. None do it in Tislaim, none do it with them. And it's a question in the Deoraisa of what chibur of mikvah is. Right? I mean, that's somewhat big. It's a big question, you know. Which I'm not saying it's impossible for that to be a question here, but it's something that has to, you know, somewhat bothersome.
What
question? Sure, it could be there's no Deoraisa implication until you get to this case, because here you have a case where it's mechibur, but it's less than 40 sa'an, which is good for it to see that. I don't know. It's a good question. I'm just saying it's something to note. Okay. So I had a different svar that makes it more of a question here. Okay? And the question is, the very natural question, is you have a halacha that they created Tumas Yidayim. Now what's the Matahir of Yidayim? So it's a funny answer. The Matahir of the Yidayim is either Natila or Tvila. That's a little bit funny. I mean, what's the matayr? Why are there two matayrs? I mean, isn't that funny? I mean, that's a funny system. Like you have two matayr, right? I mean, it's true. In the Raisa, there's the matayr of Tevila. And then the Rabbanan in Netilas 9, there's a separate thing of Netila. But, I mean, well, what's the matayr? You know what I mean? So there are two ways to look at that. You could just say, look, that's the way they did it. That they set up, one system they set up is the tefillah. They set up two methods. There's a method of Matayr Yidayim through tefillah, which is, so to speak, modeled after the Deoraisa. They were modeled one after the Deoraisa. But then they weren't so chomer. They said you didn't have to find the mikvah every single time you want to be Matayr your hands. So they said, Tumas Yidayim, lends up to Netilah as well. There are two options. You have two options. That's the way they set up the Gezerah. Two options of being Matayr Yidayim. Okay? Tefillah of mikvah and Netilah Yidayim. Okay? But you could say no. That really what they did is they set up one option. They said, how do you tie your hands in Netila? Okay, Netila. But the thing is that it's not possible to say that Tevila wouldn't work. I mean, because Tevila removes real Tama. Tevila removes Tama de'oraisa. So in other words, the Takana is really Netila. But Tevila is like all Shekane that it works. Because that's like the ultimate Matahir de'oraisa. So the Rabbanan didn't model Tevila. It's not like they set up their two options. They set up the halacha of Matahir is Netila. But Tevila works like a Mikal v'chomer, so to speak. Like, of course Tevila works, because Tevila is the ultimate Matahir de'oraisa. So they didn't have to set it up. It's simply just, it happens automatically. The Rambam says like this. It's in Brachos, Perek Vav, Halacha Hay. It says, Kol HaTzarech Netilas Yadayim. Okay, anyone who needs a Netilas Yadayim. V'hitvil Yadav B'mei Mikvah. And he tovils his hands inside a mikvah. Ein otzarach davar acher. He doesn't need anything else. Okay? He doesn't need anything else. So that's a funny lashon. Isn't that a funny lashon? I mean, if the takana was that there's two methods of taras yidayim, tefillah and netilah, so then he should just say, the chum set up that you have to do either tefillah yidayim or netilah yidayim. Let me say, anyone who needs netilah and you do tefillah, you don't need anything else. What do you mean you don't need anything else? That's the takana. The takana is you do netilah or tefillah. Okay? But it sounds from the Rambam, Vav hey. Sounds from the Rambam that he's saying that no, really, what are you tzarech? You're tzarech netilas yidayim. That's the halacha. They're mechayev in netilas yidayim. But netilas yidayim is the method of taras yidayim. What it's saying is that since this is set up as a metaher, they create a new metaher. You can't say in this mekil tuma, this tuma derabanan, they set up the netilah, but the real metaher midoraisa of netilah is not going to work. That's what he says, Enot Sarach Davaracher. You can't tell me I still have to do Netilah. Why? Because I have to be Matara Maidayim. I put them through the real Deraisa process of Tyra. So that's certainly going to work. So that's what the Ram says. That if you need Netilah Sidayim and you do Tefillah, so then it's certainly going to work. Okay? Certainly going to work. I was mentioning Agav Orcha, and you have to look into it. But I think there's a machlokas about what bracha you make if you do Tefillah Sidayim. Do you make Netilah Sidayim or do you make Tefillah Sidayim? Okay, so I think we do tefillah, but it's machlokas. I think it's machlokas. You look into it, but it's machlokas. But according to what we're saying, I think it would be good. Because if they set up two methods, tefillah and netilah, so it doesn't make any sense. Why are you saying al netilah zidayim if you're doing tefillah? You're not doing tefillah, you're doing netilah. I mean, sorry, why you're not doing netilah, you're doing tefillah. So how could you make al netilah zidayim on tefillah? But if you say that really they set up netilah, but tefillah just works, because kol shekin it works, it's better. But now the bracha, asher kishon zuzivanu, but what the Rabbanan set up, they set up Netilah Sidayim. They never set up Tefillah Sidayim. Tefillah Sidayim just works because it has to work. So, but the bracha, you could argue, is gonna reflect the tzivoy itself. I mean, I'm not saying this is the machlokas. I'm just saying that with that idea, you could understand. You know, you could understand that shita. I don't know what the machlokas is. Okay, I have to look into that. Okay, but I'm just saying, I think it's in line with that. And the Rambam, I think you can't explain. I don't think you explain the Rambam the other way. I mean, they set up two methods. The Rambam, the Lashon Rambam, just is off. It just doesn't add up. And it says, right, okay. So how does that have anything to do with that? So again, so what's the question? The question is, so that's one way to look at it. So that's one way to look at it. That really they set up netilah, but tefillah works, like kol shekin it works. Or do you say no, that they set up two methods? They set up a method of netilah and tefillah. Okay, two methods they set up. Even though tefillah works, kol shekin, I mean, the institution of Tyra Minatorah, of tefillah Minatorah, doesn't exist just for your Yadayim. You understand? In other words, tefillah, there's no such thing as tefillah yadayim in HaTorah. There's tefillah of everything else in the world that's tamei, but there's no such thing as tumas yadayim. So now the question is now that you have tumas yadayim, do you say that it's a natural thing that the mikvah is mitahar anything? So now you create tumas yadayim, the mikvah is going to be mitahar that. It's an automatic thing. Or you say no, that deraisa, there's no such thing as mikvah working for yadayim. There's no such thing. The mikvah works for different tumas deraisa. This is a new tumah. So if you want tefillah to work, they have to model two methods of tyra. One method is tefillah, one method is netilah. You can't just say it's going to work automatically because deraisa has no such thing as tumas yadayim. So it needs a separate setup. Okay. So how does this have anything to do with us? Okay. So I'd say it's like this, is that if you say that the way in which Tefillah Sidayim works is because it is simply, it's the universal din of Tefillah. Okay? It's not a special setup here. Okay? But it's simply the universal din of Mikvah. Mikvah is a Mitayr. Mikvah is a Mitayr. Kol Tarkul, Mikvah is a Mitayr. So therefore, automatically, Tefillah Sidayim works. But the setup was really Netilah. I said it was netilah, and tefillah just works al kol tarkula. Now, in kol tarkula, when you have a bas birta, for instance, there's absolutely no difference. Okay, going with that other spar, that this tefillah, bas birta is part of the mikvah. Okay, and deoraisa, there's no difference at all between bas birta and mikvah. It is din mikvah 100%, part of the mikvah, and therefore, in terms of tefillah, the institution, kol tarkula of tefillah, there is simply no such thing as bas birta. Okay? Now, you're telling me is that if a guy is going to be able to do tefillah with Bas Birta, he's going to end up getting confused with Netilah. You know I mean? But Tefillah and Netilah have nothing to do with one another intrinsically. You know, Tefillah works because Tefillah is a universal process that works in Kol Tarkula. Now, there's no such thing of Bas Birta or of this Chashash or anything like that in Kol Tarkula of Tefillah. Tefillah is a universal process. So you can't passel Tefillah of Bas Birta because it's related that it's going to be a mistake of Netila. Netila has nothing to do with Tevila, according to this logic. Netila is a separate takana midrabanan, and Tevila is a universal process, which is exists in the Torah. And there's no shaychus one to the other. So you can't be gozer one onto the other. What are you going to do? Extend the psul from Netila to Tevila? Tevila is a deraisa existing institution, which has no shaychus to Bas Biyot, and no shaychus to this whole parsha. So therefore you can't extend the psul from there to there. But if you say that the Rabbanan really set up two methods, that they set up Netila and Tevila, right? There's no deraisa. Deraisa, there's no such thing as Tumas Yidayim, so there's no Tumas Tevila, Tevila's Yidayim. So Tevila's Yidayim is simply the one of the two methods the Chum set up. They set up a method of Tevila's Yidayim and Netila's Yidayim. So now you're telling me if you have a Bas Birta, it's possible for a Netila, and if you're going to let a guy do Tevila's Yidayim, which is one of the Takanas of the Rabbanan, if you can let him do that, then he's going to end up coming to do Netila. So then you can say there goes it. It's because Netila and Tevila are two of the takanos of the Chachamim. So they'll say is that which is possible for a Netila, for one of the takanos, and will lead to confusion when it comes to the other one, so then they could exclude that. So you know, then you can't ask, Ay Bas Birto isn't something in Kal Tarkula, because Tevilas Yidayim is a new institution. So since it's a new institution, which is like the counterpart institution to Netilas Yidayim, so you could extend the psul from one of the takanas to the other one. And they'll say that which doesn't work for Netila and is confusing to Tevila, they possible that as well. All right, so the question of whether you could be gozer Tevila atu Netila is a question if Tevila and Netila have any shaychus one to another. Are they simply two facets of the Kandarabana? And then, of course, then they're intrinsically related, and you could extend the psul from one to the other. Or do you say, no, like it sounds from the Rambam, that really there's a Netila, and Tefillah is a separate thing that works out Kultur Kula logics. So if that's the case, you can't say, since there's something possible by Netila, you're going to transfer that psul to Tefillah. Tefillah has nothing to do with Netila. They're two separate ballparks.